This is the Pete Heck Radio Show on 93 WIBC.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pete Heck Radio Show. Great to have you aboard, and I'm thrilled to welcome this next guest to the program. This is a thrill for me. Several of you saw the movie when it came out, God's Not Dead. It's coming out on DVD. The obnoxious professor that you wanted to punch in the face, we got him on the line. And Kevin Sorbo, thanks so much for making time for us today.
Pleasure. Good to be here.
Kevin, let me ask you first of all, were you surprised by the success of this film?
You know, just a little bit. We knew we had a good project going. We knew we had a good product going out there because this has been going on in the country for a long, long time, and there's been a lot more press on dealing with these college universities and with them being atheists and telling kids who are Christians or believe in God that they're idiots and they get persecuted. I mean, even at the end of the movie, we show 37 court cases where this is going on from major universities being sued by students for this happening. I've got friends who happened to when they were in college, and I've got family members that it happened to. It never happened to me, but I certainly was aware that it was out there.
Let me ask you, the success of this film reveals to me that there's a market for this. And I guess my question, you're out in Hollywood. When does Hollywood get it? When do they, and maybe that's the $64 million question, but when do they realize there's a market for films that promote this kind of a philosophy and worldview?
Well, you know, California and New York have termed all the states in between flyover states. They don't understand there's actually millions and millions of people living in those states that have good values. They have morals. They want their kids being raised in a positive way, not a negative way, and with the amount of, you know, the agenda that Hollywood has and with the things that it pushes out there in television and movies. So I don't think this is us against them sort of mentality, but I mean, I live in this world. I'm out here, so I see what's going on. But
yeah.
I think they're finally starting to wake up with the success of, you know, Son of God and Heaven's for Real, and certainly with God's Not Dead. I mean, God's Not Dead, dollar for dollar, has been the most successful movie this year by far and the most successful faith-based movie. It was a $2 million budget, made $62 million,
yeah.
And all of it on word of mouth.
Yeah.
They didn't have money to put this out there. I mean, here's a movie that started in 780 screens, which is already huge for a small independent film. Finished in the top two movies that week per screen average. And then they added up to 1,400 screens. And in the third week, added up to 2,000 screens. That never happens. It never goes that way. It goes the opposite way. So this is really, my hat's off to all those people out there that watched it and promoted it by telling their friends to go see it.
Well, and I guess you always hear that the language of Hollywood is money, and yet there's something that doesn't compute. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, because, man, you've hammered home this idea of an agenda that's out there. Because if the language of Hollywood is money, I mean, you have this proven success record. You have some of the highest grossing films, the Toy Story franchise. You've got people who want family friendly and even faith promoting ideals. And the best we can get is the Noah movie that came out that was embarrassing. The only thing that it had similar to the Bible was, you know, a dude named Noah and rain. And that was it.
My wife called it Transformers meets Waterworld. I mean, it was such a strange movie.
Yes, it was.
People walking out of the theater. Look, when that movie came out and did big business, because they spent tens of millions of dollars promoting this movie. They put, between promotion and shooting, it was close to a $200 million budget, and it barely cleared $100 million in America. So, one, I think maybe next time when they want to do a character in the Bible, hire at least an agnostic, not an atheist, direct it. I mean, the director is self-proclaimed atheist, and it's like, okay, let's hire this guy. It makes perfect sense. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand I sort of understand why they never want to deal with the New Testament in Hollywood, because it's pretty much, you know, run by the world of the Jewish population.
But, right.
At the same time, at least get somebody that has, you know, believes that maybe the potential is there, that it could be a real story. So.
Right. What do you think causes that negativity in Hollywood to issues and ideals of faith, and how prevalent is it out there?
Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question. I don't quite get it. I mean, we live in a world now that's so politically correct that it's destroying this, not only the world, certainly destroying our country. And everything's opposite land here in California. Everything we do within the state government here is opposite of what they should be doing. Here's a state that's just now ranked 50th in America for public education. We're the worst public educated state in the country. We keep raising taxes and wondering why people are leaving the state for Texas and Nevada and why businesses are leaving. So
yeah.
Everything here is opposite land, and I think it's done on purpose. It has to be done on purpose. They're just trying to drive us into a completely different world of what this country was founded on. I hope they get it. I mean, it is called show business after all, but these movies are still going to be made more and more and more now by these independent people like PureFlix. I mean, PureFlix is a company I've done 5 movies with, and I highly recommend people going to the PureFlix website and checking out to see the product that they have, because they've got wonderful scripts, I mean, wonderful movies that are out there. And I just did another one with them called Revelation Road, which will be out in September. And, you know, you're right when you talk about the Toy Story franchise with Pixar. These are the movies that do the best, and you wonder why they don't try to put up more movies like this.
Right.
Instead of putting out movies, I love visual effects like anybody else, but all these visual effects movies, you don't care about the characters. You walk out going, oh, I was just at a rock concert, but beyond that, there was nothing there.
Right. You know, beyond, I was reading an interview that you had done, I think it was with Fox 411 or something like that, but you said it goes beyond just the faith side of things. There's a negativity towards people who don't embrace the liberal worldview. And I look at the heyday of Hollywood. You had the Beat the Kaiser movies and movies that mocked Hitler and promoted war bonds and all of this. And now we get crap like Jarhead and Three Kings and these movies that are anti-American through and through. What is, can you explain that any more than you can the hostility towards Christianity, or is it all part of the same movement?
I think it's all part of the same movement, because I don't get it either. I don't understand the mentality of where this country is going, and certainly of what's happening within the industry that I'm part of and that I love so much, because I love being on the set, I love acting, I love the creative process. But it's just strange. It's just this whole thing about, you know, if you say anything bad about the terrorists, you're attacking Islam. You know,
right.
Of course, I don't think that a billion Muslims are bad people, but when you got 300 million of them, that they're estimating to be, you know, the same size of this country, that are estimated to be the terrorists. That's a lot of people that want to bring the Western cultures down. I mean, and then you got atheists that just go crazy and scream and go nuts over anybody who believes in God, and they're able to take down nativity scenes when that because it offends them. Well, what happens to the 90% of the people who are offended that you took the nativity scene down? I mean, I don't get it. There's no majority ruling in this country anymore. It's just the smallest groups of people have the they get all the squeaky wheel thing going. Very strange.
You know, with as much as those of us in Indiana want to beat our head against the wall when these things happen and they don't make any sense, you're living it, man. You're right in the middle of it. I can't even imagine how you can keep your sanity out there in the midst of all of that. Let me ask you this question. The United States elected an actor to be president of the United States, who's one of the best ones of certainly this last century. Any chance that Kevin Sorbo is going to look to a career in politics?
I would never want to do that. I want that job. Horrible job.
I agree 100%, and yet there is something to the reluctant public servant that kind of draws me. So maybe a draft Kevin Sorbo movement is what I need to be promoting instead of trying to draw you into.
I'm too smart for that job. Common sense, and I can actually solve the problems of this country. But half the country doesn't want it solved, because you know you've got roughly 100 million people living off the government in some way.
Yeah.
And I would say that there's a fair percentage of those that actually need help, and I'm all for helping people need help. I have my own after school program for 17 years called A World Fit for Kids. I've been helping 12,000 kids in underprivileged neighborhoods in downtown LA area for 17 years now. So don't tell, you know, I don't want emails from people saying that I don't care about people.
Right.
I know I'm doing more of my share than most people do that sit around and whine and complain and do absolutely nothing to try to make the world better. But, you know, we do need to make a change, and things need to happen very quickly, because we're definitely going in the wrong direction. But we got so many people that, you know, we live in this entitlement society. They think they're getting free stuff when it's not free. Even Maggie Thatcher, here's a socialist prime minister from England, saying the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. And that's what this country's doing. You know, California's leading the way. I mean, this state is completely bankrupt. And, of course, our country's bankrupt, too. But California, I think, is probably in one of the worst positions of any state.
Yeah.
So it's strange to me that we do everything opposite of what we do that should be healing our country.
Yeah.
You know, we got a border problem. We've got, you know, the Russia thing. I mean, there's all kinds of things in this world that's going on within our government that people just, you know, we keep reelecting the same people when we got to start getting these guys out of office.
You say we need to make the change. Does the success of a movie like God's Not Dead tell you that there is still hope to make that change?
I think that people's voice is loud and clear that they want more product like this. I mean, I get stopped every day from God's Not Dead saying, hey, we love it, make more of it. Well, I can tell you, the people out there, you're the ones who made God's Not Dead a success. You want more movies like that? Then when these movies come out, please show it. by going to the box office and opening weekend. Because trust me, eventually, if you hit Hollywood over the head enough, they're finally going to get past whatever things they have about people that believe in God and start making more movies that are good and not movies like you mentioned, Noah. I mean, they'll start making movies that make a lot more sense.
Kevin, I can't tell you how much it is refreshing to hear a voice like yours out there in the midst of where you are. God bless you for what you're doing, and keep up the good work. We'll be anxious to support you in whatever future endeavors may come.
Well, you know, I've already wrecked my career in Hollywood, but thank God that there's independent movies out there being made. So, otherwise, I would never work in this industry again just for speaking my mind, because if there's one thing that people hate to hear, they hate to hate the truth. They hate the truth.
They'd rather lies,
and that's another kind of a sad, disparaging of, you know, what's happening with our country, and things got to change, and we can make a change, guys. I think we're at a tipping point now where the masses, the majority, are tired of it, and they're just starting to speak up more, and thank God that they are.
I think that you just hit the hammer, the nail on the head with that statement. We are now in a situation where there are those who despise the truth versus those who are wanting to embrace it. I'm proud that you're on the side wanting to embrace it, and I pray God continues to give you platforms to speak it, man.
Well, thank you. I'm just trying to do my little piece. You know, we got more things coming out, and so, you know, the DVD is out now. They can get it at Walmart, Target. God's Not Dead is out there. VOD, Redbox, it's all out there. So just keep showing support for this movie, and we're definitely going to make more. I've got another one coming out in September called Revelation Road, and I've got a family comedy coming out in theaters in October or November called The Secret Handshake. So I hope people pay attention to those. They can go to kevinsorbo.net for more information. They can follow me on Facebook, the official Facebook page of Kevin Sorbo, because trust me, I post things that aren't just like, hey, I hope you have a beautiful day. I post things think and talk.
That's what we like to hear. Again, you said kevinsorbo.net is the website where they can catch up on everything that's going on in your world, correct? Okay, very good. Folks, this is maybe potential future president of the United States, Kevin Sorbo, with us here on the program. All right, I'm done. Thanks, Kevin, so much for the time.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, Kevin Sorbo from the movie God's Not Dead, and appreciate his time very much. He did. He hit the nail on the head. People despise the truth. That's why we are where we are. People in Hollywood despise the truth. People in Washington despise the truth. People in New York despise the truth. People across the fruited plain despise the truth. But I tend to believe that Kevin's right when he says there's a number of us who don't. It's time for that number of us to start raising our voices. Praise God, Kevin is. All right, we'll grab a break. We'll come back more of the PTAC radio show just around the corner. An in-studio guest that you're not going to miss either. Stay with us.
Creative Financial Center has partnered with independent researchers to help minimize exposure to companies and mutual funds that promote abortion, pornography, alcohol, tobacco, gambling, and same-sex lifestyle benefit policies. Values-based investing. CFCAdvisors.com.
Advisory services are offered through Creative Financial Designs, Inc., a registered investment advisor, and securities are offered through CFD Investments, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, and SIPC.